Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or wherever you're listening from. Thanks very much for listening. This is episode 1027, 1027A. The A's are always the news of the week. And as usual, we are brought to you by Persona. You can get a free assessment of what supplements or vitamins you might need. Imagine that. It's absolutely free. You even get to talk to a nutritionist if you want. And then you can find out if you need anything or don't. It's all at mypersona.com. Mypersona.com. And if you go mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, that's my name, Dr. Roizen, you get a large discount on your first several orders. The 1027B, I should tell you, is a Navy SEAL. Brent Gleason, who's author of Embrace the Suck, The Navy SEAL Way to an Extraordinary Life, published by Hatchet. Marjorie Wildcraft was 1026B, so the B's are always the guest segment. 1024B was Angus Julius, who talked about unlocking information about our circadian clock. And Marion Nessel, let's ask Marion, that was 1023B. 1020, I should point out, in the B segment was, in fact, a special episode on longevity. That is both the A and the B. I did a summary on longevity. Today, the news of the week, how do you lose the COVID-15 and the Holiday 5 all wrapped up together? That is one of the odd omega segments of the week. Longevity is the next disruptor. Heart disease is responsible for a huge number of deaths in the world. Where are they? And why do they cause so much disability time? And what can we do about it? And why is one nation have one-sixth the rate, one developed nation, has one-sixth the rate of many of most of the other developed nations? And which nation is it? Get rid of red meat to help your heart. That's our Roizen Rule for a Younger You number 17 segment. Afternoon slump, 5 ways to restore your energy. And is celery good at bringing blood pressure down? And why, if it is, or why not? Your microbiome and vitamin D levels, are they linked? This is the craziest story I've seen, but yes, they are linked. And my other favorite, I've got two other favorites, how foods may affect our sleep, and Roizen Rule for a number, younger you, number 3, all you have to do to get rid of gout is address obesity, according to this large study. Let's get to it. Heart disease is the number one killer in the world, responsible for one-third of all deaths in 2019. China has the highest number of heart disease deaths, followed by India, Russia, the United States, and Indonesia. Where were the rates lowest? Japan, where there were one-sixth that of 1990. Is it their food? Well, they eat a plant-based diet. Part of it is because meat is so expensive. $100 a pound for a steak, that's more than most people can afford, if you will. And they have a few. They are the one with one-sixth the deaths on a proportion to the population basis as almost all the other developed countries like United States, Indonesia, India, Russia. Is it because they know how to meditate? We don't know. But I think food, maybe physical activity, and their body mass index has a lot to do with it. The next story, if you will, I hope that you are going to get the vaccine when it's available. Hopefully the safety profiles will stay absolutely wonderful or not a problem for the vast majority of us. But let's talk about afternoon slump. That's my one COVID or SARS-CoV-2 story of the day, week. Afternoon slump. Why does it occur? Your hormone levels go down. What can you do about it? Well, not much, but you can do about the other four things. You never get enough sleep, so plan on sleep. Your lunch spiked your blood pressure, so have no simple sugars, no added syrups, no simple carbs in your lunch, and that includes your salad dressing. Make sure it's oil-based, not got a lot of sugar in it. You're under a lot of stress. Yeah, you can do something about that one of the five. That is, meditate. And you're not exercising regularly. Yeah, go ahead and start. Tips for losing your weight that you gained. Get moving. Control temptation by not having food. You know, Dr. Oz said it best to me one day. He said, if you have that one chip of white cookie and you got the package in the corner, that package looks awful lonesome, and you'll eat the whole thing. So control temptation, eat mainly vegetables, be in charge of your choices. That's right. It's your choice. What you put in your mouth is your choice. And focus, especially on Zoom calls, focus on socializing, not on eating or drinking, even if it is a wine gathering on Zoom. Celery may help bring your blood pressure down because it's got a lot of potassium, not much sodium. So don't add the sodium to it. Keeping it below 2,300 milligrams a day can lower your blood pressure. And celery contains thalides as an extract. It helps relax arterial walls, and that plus the potassium helps bring people's blood pressure down who love celery, 5/3. The next story is about why are cruciferous vegetables so good for you? Well, whether it's arugula, bok choy, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, chard, collard and mustard greens, radish, horseradish, kale, kohlrabi, radish, rapini, rutabaga, turnip, wasabi, or watercress, they're cruciferous vegetables and they're great, but they also contain glycosinolates, which help fight cancer, as well as sulfoforane. So that's one of those things. They help reduce your cancer risk. I'm laughing because this is a story on red meat. A large study of 40,000 people, and like it's all well known, but red meat, it isn't the red meat, it isn't the fat in the red meat, saturated fat, it's the protein, and it is carnitine, lecithin, and choline. One portion, 12% higher risk of heart disease, forgetting what else you do. Two portions, 24% higher risk of heart disease. And processed red meats, a little higher than that in this large study that was epidemiologic, but pretty good. Microbiome and vitamin D. This has got to be the weirdest study. It is a very unusual study in that the vitamin D levels are linked, as we know, to heart disease, stroke, memory loss, and a whole bunch of cancer and a whole bunch of other things. But giving extra vitamin D in randomized studies hasn't lowered those risks in those 1 to 3 year studies. But in this study, vitamin D levels were linked to 12 specific forms of bacteria in your gut. The higher your vitamin D, the more butyrate you produced from those bacteria, and butyrate is associated, production of butyrate by bacteria is associated with living longer, healthier. The gout study is such an interesting one because this was on 44,000 men in the health professionals follow-up study. That's mainly optometrists, dentists, osteopaths, pharmacists, podiatrists, and veterinarians, and a few MDs. And what did they find? 77% of gout was due to obesity. That is, if you got rid of obesity, independent of whether you went on purine-free diet, independently if you avoided alcohol, independently if you were using a diuretic, obesity was the major risk factor for gout. So you can avoid that by staying thin and doing those five things we talked about for losing the COVID and holiday 15. How foods may affect our sleep. It is the more you eat late in the day, and especially the more saturated fat containing foods, and the more simple carbohydrates, the less well you slept. This was done at the University of Irvine Medical Center. It was a really well-done clinical trial. So changing your sleeping, your food-eating habits changed your quality of sleep. Eat when the sun is out. That's what to eat when is all about. Eat when the sun is out. And eat in a shorter period, more early, less later. That is, 75% of your calories should be eaten by 2 p.m. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This is 1027A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. And hopefully you got a lot of information that you can use to change your life. That is, remember, you're responsible for what you eat, and you can cure that afternoon slump. You can cure that sleep problem, and you also can prevent gout with the same things as you prevent heart disease. Avoid red and saturated fat-containing foods, red meat and saturated fat-containing foods. Avoid simple sugars, added syrups, and simple carbohydrates. And remember our mantra in what to eat when. Food is a relationship. You wouldn't marry someone who's trying to kill you. You shouldn't eat food that's trying to kill you. And the second one, think about all the great things you can have. That's what's in the What to Eat When cookbook, not the few things you can't have. By the way, 1027, a great interview with Brent Gleason. Embrace the Suck, the Navy SEAL Way to an Extraordinary Life. Great interview about the three, what I consider the three great parts of this challenge, commitment, and control, and why feeling uncomfortable is a good thing. We'll be back next week. We are always, and have been for a while, sponsored by Persona. Imagine that you get to choose vitamins, supplements, personalized just for you and to you. That's what Persona does, and hopefully you'll enjoy the Persona vitamin questionnaire, where it talks about what you have in your personal life and how you eat and what you might be missing or not. That's why they sponsor this You, the Owner's Manual podcast. It's to help you live healthier and live, if you will, with the right nutrition. You can visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment, even talk to a nutritionist for free. That's at mypersona, P-E-R-S-O-N-A.com. Thanks very much. Thanks, Caitlin, for great engineering, but especially you, wherever you downloaded us from, whether iHeart or Radio MD or Apple, thank you for doing so. Tell your friends about us. Rate us. We'll be back next week, but tune in and download the B segment. It's a great one this week. See you next week.